I'm Andrew Green with this edition of Flick Pick. This past weekend, I watched a movie called Hitchcock, which I obtained on DVD from Netflix. Hitchcock is a 2012 movie about Alfred Hitchcock and the making of the classic horror film Psycho. And I enjoyed this movie, although it's far from perfect. So in Hitchcock, we've got Anthony Hopkins as Alfred Hitchcock and Helen Mirren as his wife, Alma Revel. They're really a team. They make these films together as Hitch, as he likes to be called, relies on Alma to help with things like script writing. At the beginning of the film, we learn that Hitch is riding high with North by Northwest having just released. However, a reporter asks him if he's thinking about retiring, and this gets under his skin. Soon, Hitchcock is looking for his next big project. He wants it to be different. He wants it to wow people. And that's when he learns of a disturbing little book called Psycho. Hitchcock reads it and decides he's willing to go for broke if need be in order to get it made into a movie. He has every copy bought up and begins a fight with the movie studio. They can't believe he wants to turn such trash into a motion picture. They fight him on the money, so Hitchcock decides to pay the $800,000 budget himself, jeopardizing the financial future of himself and his wife. We follow along as the movie gets made, and we get some great behind-the-scenes bits of Psycho scenes in which Hitchcock directs Janet Leigh, played by Scarlett Johansson. We also get some amusing scenes in which we see Hitchcock hiring people for Psycho just because he suspects them of being psychologically disturbed. Those people include Anthony Perkins, who was hired to play Norman Bates himself. Anyway, Hitch eventually gets the movie made after some setbacks, Psycho's a huge hit, and the rest is history. Now, what I liked about Hitchcock was Anthony Hopkins as the man himself and Helen Mirren as Alma Revel. The chemistry between the two is enjoyable, and they have some amusing rapport. Hopkins, in particular, is fun in this movie as he proceeds with the planning and production of Psycho. He has a grim mischievousness as he argues with film censors about whether or not the movie will have nudity or whether or not it can show a toilet. He also has an alternately creepy and charming relationship with Janet Leigh. Helen Mirren, meanwhile, has some of her own things going on in Hitchcock. She's working on a screenplay with a writer friend of hers, Whitfield Cook, played by Danny Huston. Huston is trying to use Alma to get to Hitchcock so perhaps his novel might get adapted into a film. When Hitch shows no interest, Mirren starts spending more and more time with Cook, making her husband jealous. This is a major element of the movie, and you can see how Hitchcock's jealousy over his wife and her frustration with his apparent indifference to her start to derail production of Psycho. They have to overcome this in order to get the movie made. While this melodrama is a bit of a distraction, I suppose it is central to telling the story of how Psycho got produced. However, there's another element of Hitchcock that I really could have done without. That element involves imaginary scenes in which Hitchcock has interactions with serial killer Ed Gein. Hitch imagines himself conversing with Gein as he tries to get into the head of a maniac. I really did not like these bits. They're unnecessary and muddled, and also completely made up. It feels like the Ed Gein bits are just an attempt to give Hitchcock more depth, but it fails. It feels amateurish. I really could have just used more scenes of Hitch on the set of Psycho working with Janet Leigh and Anthony Perkins. Speaking of those scenes, Scarlett Johansson really shines in Hitchcock. I've never seen such a good performance from her, and I don't mean that as an insult. She's just really good in Hitchcock. When some scenes from Psycho are recreated with the manipulative Alfred Hitchcock directing her, Johansson's Janet Leigh truly seems frightened out of her mind. Either Janet Leigh in those scenes is really supposed to be scared, or she's supposed to be playing someone who's scared. Either way, though, this is really Scarlett Johansson playing someone else playing like they're scared. Johansson is fantastic, a truly praiseworthy performance. Unfortunately, though, we get much less time with James Darcy as Anthony Perkins, which somewhat baffles me. I guess the real Hitchcock was inclined to spend most of his time with his blonde leading ladies, which has been the subject of some complaints about him, and that is addressed in this movie. We see that Vera Miles, for example, is played by Jessica Biel, really doesn't like Hitch. She's one of the actresses that were left with a negative opinion of the man because he was too pushy as a director. At least Hitchcock the movie addresses this aspect of his career. Hitchcock opens up and closes with Anthony Hopkins as Alfred Hitchcock speaking directly into the camera about his psycho experience. I actually like these playful little bits. Hitchcock as a movie does best when it's cheeky and showing a mischievous Alfred Hitchcock. The banter between Hitch and his wife, as mentioned, is also amusing, and again, on the set stuff. While this movie meanders a bit, I still enjoyed it overall. A top-notch cast and an intrinsically interesting subject matter make it worth watching. watching. After viewing Hitchcock, I actually scooped up the entire Psycho series to give it another watch, so at least it got into my head that much. I say check this 2012 film out. I give Hitchcock a 3 out of 5 for this edition of Flick Pick.